lucky in our relationships with a number of people through the SAS, particularly Mark Donaldson VC, who we've got to know really well, and Ben Robert Smith VC, not quite as well, but we've seen a lot of Ben, talk to him regularly, and to certainly talk to Mark regularly and helping him with some of his activities since he's been back from Afghanistan after he was wounded there. But you sort of wonder a little. I guess there's a report about this in the Herald Sun. Most SAS soldiers, I guess, when they finish their military career, go into security area or something similar. But two former sergeants are moving into a fascinating area, into the business world, but they want to build wind tunnels in Australian cities for indoor skydiving. Part of this is, well, in part, a tribute to a former SAS sergeant, Blaine Diddams, who was killed in Afghanistan. He was also involved in helping set up this idea. On the line, former SAS sergeant, founder of Indoor Skydive Australia, Wayne Jones, hello.
Morning, Neil. How are you, mate?
I'm well, thanks. How do you do indoor skydiving?
Well, look, it's a large building, basically, with a glass tube inside, 16 and a half feet across and 11 metres high, where the customer steps into winds of up to 250 kilometres an hour and tastes the feeling of human body flight.
So you are sort of, it's like free fall? Does it feel like free fall?
It's the exact same simulation as free fall, Neil. I've conducted a lot of free fall descents myself, and being inside a wind tunnel is exactly the same feeling.
How many jumps have you done?
I've done over 2,000 descents now.
Cheers. Okay, to do this, to get into the wind tunnel, do you need much training?
No training at all, Neil. There's a couple of different facets here, and I guess the first one is the tourist, the first-time flyer. They can book online or just arrive at our facility, and we provide them all the training and equipment that's necessary for their first flight.
So when will you be up and running?
We're going to be up and running by January 2014. We hope to be to have the first customers through the doors, hopefully by the end of next year, in the summer, by the school holidays.
Must be a pretty expensive operation, though. You don't build these things for peanuts, do you?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Neil. It's a large project. It's a $12 million project, and it's been 3 years of hard work from myself and my business partner, Dan.
Where will it be?
We're going to build the first facility out at Penrith Panthers, right next to the largest club in Australia.
Yeah, and you want to do other capital cities too eventually?
Yeah, we're looking at, we've got our eyes on Melbourne down there, and Melbourne, the Gold Coast, and one in CBD Sydney as well.
How do you drive the fans or whatever to generate the wind?
Basically, it's four large 450 horsepower engines up in the roof, large fans, and it's a whole sealed unit, so the air is circulated throughout the unit itself, very efficient. We're up to the sixth model of these facilities that are currently operating in most continents around the world.
Well, look, even somebody like me, I've been very careful never to step outside an aircraft in flight. Would I be quite capable of coming down there and within an hour or so be doing it?
Most definitely, Neil. Most people, after their first flight, there's two skydivers that are involved with the tourist package. The first skydiver is normally assisted by a world-class instructor, and he will have hold of you throughout the whole experience. And then by the time you come in for your second flight, which is included in the price, then you're normally flying on your own, and you're just starting to taste that feeling of flight. So it's a very quick learning curve, that's for sure.
And what height are you off the ground as this happens?
Oh, you can fly anywhere from 2 feet off of the net right up to the top of the flying tube once you get a bit more experienced with it.
And that's what, about 10 metres or something?
Yeah, exactly right, yeah.
Okay. How much will it cost you?
We're going to be charging between $80 to $150 for the tourist packages.
Geez, it probably costs you that to bungee jump, does it? I don't know.
Well, it's on par with a lot of the experience that are around the Panthers facility there.
You ever been bungee jumping?
No, I haven't actually, funny enough.
You wouldn't want to, would you?
That's dangerous, isn't it?
How long were you in the Army?
I was in the Army just over 21 years.
Oh, good on you. And the SAS?
I passed my selection course in 1998, so I was there for around 14 years.
Can we talk about how many tours?
Look, I've been involved in most, I guess, theatres of operation since I did pass selection. So Afghanistan, I've probably been over there 4 to 5 times.
So they're an extraordinary lot, the SAS. Did you like it?
I loved it. I had a really good time there, a great bunch of blokes, and just the support that we've received from the SAS guys since we have been pursuing this business, it has been overwhelming.
Blaine Diddams, a mate of yours?
Blaine Diddams was a great mate of mine and my business partner Danny's here.
So what is it? He was involved in this, was he?
Blaine was, when we were talking about the setup of the company and when we were looking to raise money in the early days, Blaine suggested his uncle could be of value. His uncle's name's John, and we met John, and now John is our company secretary, and he's a director of the board. So Blaine was instrumental in setting up the company, that's for sure.
Oh, well, it's a bit of a memorial for him in a sense, I suppose, isn't it?
Definitely right. We're going to be dedicating the wind tunnel with Blaine as well. So.
You know Mark Donaldson or Ben?
I know both of those characters, that's right, yeah.
Characters, that's right. I'd love to get Mark down and throw him off the top and see what happens.
Mark would be a great poster boy, I think.
I think he's busy enough. No, they're good guys. We see a bit of them, and although Ben's busy at the moment.
Yeah.
Wayne, good luck with it. Let's keep in touch, and when you're up and running, we'll talk again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Neil. I just wanted to mention that we're halfway through our initial public offer.
Yeah.
We have had a lot of overwhelming response so far, and I just want to encourage all your listeners to log into our website and be part of this unique opportunity.
Which is what?
It's indoorskydiveaustralia.com.au.
What's harder, being in the SAS or in business?
Oh, I don't know. They've both got their ups and downs, that's for sure, Neil. It's been a great ride, that's for sure.
You take care. Thank you. Wayne Jones, former SAS sergeant and founder of Indoor Skydivers. Indoor skydiving. What an extraordinary idea. Wayne Jones. Too busy.